Politics and proms. It's all about the balloons. Being born and raised around the capital of the nation had a rather profound effect on me. My local news was national news. The federal government was always in my face, and everyone around me worked for the government. I even participated in two campaigns, which meant I was that kid who handed out the buttons or the boxes of bad fried chicken. And that was all it took for me to realize I wouldn't be running for public office. It was hard enough keeping myself inspired, let alone having to inspire total strangers. Since I was so excellent at handing out crap, I was rewarded with a trip to Atlantic City in 1964 for a visit to the Democratic National Convention. They brought the youth of America in for an afternoon of inspirational speeches, which told us nothing we hadn't heard 1,000 times before. The event left me profoundly depressed about the state of our democracy. The highlight was supposedly shaking hands with the president's daughters, Lucy Baines and Linda Bird Johnson. Wow, I thought, they are even uglier in person. As I write this, Laura Bush is speaking at the Republican National Convention. I don't know when it became imperative for the wives of candidates to speak at conventions, but it sure makes the whole thing seem like high school to me. Not that the wife shouldn't speak, but it's never been that important for me to hear what she has to say. What's she going to reveal that we don't already know? Here's a little secret. He's really kind of a prick with low self-esteem. That whole tough guy image is just overcompensation. And in the name of all that is holy, can we keep the kids from opening their yaps? What kind of guy wants to be president so much that he exposes his kids to public ridicule at that level? It's abusive. It turns it all into a very bad pep rally. Can't we all just grow up at some point and be adult about this? We are electing a leader, not casting a television series. I really like him, but that wife of his just won't do for network television. Politics hasn't changed much since high school. Except instead of a wife, in high school there was a campaign manager who makes the speech and tells everyone just how great a guy the candidate is. Personally, I got the biggest kick out of writing the speeches for student body elections. Since there really wasn't that much someone could do if elected, it left a lot of room for writing jokes and generally making fun of the whole process. It was an excellent outlet for my growing sense of sarcasm. During my senior year, I helped write most of the speeches for the candidates and their managers. I was writing for people running against each other, and nobody seemed to mind. At the time, it didn't strike any of us as the least bit strange. We just wanted it to be entertaining. And that's a big part of what politics is supposed to be now, only they don't know what fun is, which is one of the many reasons I got tired of it. The way I see it is, if it's not going to be more mature, it should at least be more entertaining.